You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That is right, you're listening to Audio Culture, and I get excited for every Audio Culture because I always learn things, but I'm particularly excited for today's Audio Culture. We're talking about a legend of the Tamaki scene, the Aotearoa scene, I'm Amelia. Very, very excited to talk about her career, all the amazing things she's done, and we could only have one person here for this chat, one and only Martin Pepperell. Kia ora, Martin. How are you doing?
Kia ora, bro.
I'm so excited to talk about I'm Amelia and this awesome piece you've written about I'm Amelia that people can look at, well, Amelia Berry in general. I'm saying I'm Amelia, but it's all about Amelia Berry's whole career.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so epic. It's so epic. Take us back. Talk us through the origins of Amelia Berry's music, or journey into music.
Hey, first of all, there's a piece of music that we're going to play in a bit. When you got handed this assignment, did you think we'd be starting with something like what we're going to be starting with?
Not at all. I was reading through this and I was trying to find all the songs from here. I was doing my deep dives and I couldn't find a Nice Birds track on the internet. But when I saw this here, I was like, I finally get to listen to this, one of these songs. And I think it's so awesome that you've picked this. Why pick this one?
Well, so Amelia Berry, known to many today as I'm Amelia. Once upon a time, back in the late 2000s, there was this DIY Auckland label called Musai Records, and they were doing CDR releases from different local indie bands. And the guy who was in charge, Benji Jackson, gave me a stack of these CDs, and he was like, check this band out, man. Nice Birds. People were saying it's kind of like Gang of Four. And I actually sold a few copies of the CD down in Wellies for the labels of different indies. Then I just forgot about it. And when I was working on this profile, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Amelia was in a post-punk band, the Nice Birds, late 2000s, must have been about 18 or something. And I mean, you've got to start there.
Yes.
You've got to start there. And if I could start earlier, because I know there was an earlier group when she was a teenager, and if I could start there, I'd start there, but I don't have those recordings. I don't have those demos. And look, this is just really, I think it's a pretty BFM coded piece of music.
Mm.
And it's an interesting introduction to someone who I guess these days is predominantly known for making dance music.
Yeah, my introduction to Amelia Berry was I'm Amelia. I'm new into this and fresh into this and was a fan of that project. And reading this piece, I was like, wow. So many bands and groups that she was a part of. It goes deep.
Yeah. Shall we play the song?
Yeah, this is Grace by Nice Birds. Let's have a listen.
Oh,
Oh, where? That was awesome. I see what you mean about BFM Code of Music.
Yeah, bro.
That was wicked. That was so wicked. Had me in a trance for a little bit. So that was Grace from Nice Birds. What can you tell us about Nice Birds as a project?
Well, what can I tell you about Nice Birds as a project? So, you know, there were a trio, Michael McDonald on guitar, Amelia on bass, and the drummer was Alexander Grant, who became the vocalist and guitarist in Trust Punk. This was the only EP they recorded. You know, a little bit of the Jesus and the Mary Chain, a little bit of Joy Division, bit of a classic post-punk thing. But actually, think that there may be some through lines in terms of melodic sensibilities and structures that come through later on in the Amelia music. But obviously that happened a long time after Nice Birds. And there were a few things going on in between. So Amelia Berry, teenager growing up on the North Shore, discovering alternative music through older siblings. So it's one of those scenarios where all your friends like the Backstreet Boys, but you're listening to the Jungle Brothers and Kraftwerk.
Epic.
And then later on, when Backstreet Boys become cool again, you got to figure out what that stuff's all about. You know, piano lessons as a child, turns into playing guitar after the pop punk explosion in the 2000s. She, as a teenager, gets a weekend job at a local supermarket, starts going real groovy after work, buying Flying Nun compilations, buying weird records, getting into all the stuff, playing in bands, joining the all ages scene, and then learning the basics of music production on software like Cakewalk Sona. Nice Birds happens. Then after Nice Birds, there's a indie pop group called Kip McGrath, which evolves into Polyester.
Yes.
Polyester. So do you know about Polyester?
I'm not well versed apart from what you wrote about and the whole name change thing and the piece, but tell us more about Polyester.
Yeah, I think Amelia would think it fair if we described Polyester as splitting the difference between Chic and the Cardigans.
Whoa, that's awesome.
They released a self-titled debut album in 2018 that I think is one of the great modern Balearic albums to come out of Aotearoa. I don't think we really thought about it in those terms at the time, but when I went back over this record while writing this piece, I was like, man, this is pretty good stuff. You know, so they're a group, a bunch of members, and it's an interesting dynamic because Amelia was writing the vocals for the vocalist, Sylvia Jew, and there's a whole bunch of different people played in this group in different configurations over the years, from Kip McGrath to Polyester. They had a whole bunch of people, different drummers. Actually, Ruben Winter, Totems, drummed for them for a while. And Ruben actually really taught Amelia how to use Ableton Live while they were flatting together. There's a whole bunch of eye-opening experiences with going and seeing live electronic performances, Totem Girls and Career Girls, going to the Camp Aloham Festival. There's a whole moment when a lot of Indian noise heads were getting into lo-fi house and lo-fi techno. And then later on, you know, like Amelia's discovering British and American dream pop and indie tronica groups. People like Fieldmouse getting into Japanese music like Cornelius and Flipper's Guitar. And realizing that you can bridge the difference between band music and electronic music. So what polyester song have we got?
Closer Than Words. There, buddy. Closer Than Words. Very excited.
Yeah, I reckon we should give that a listen.
Let's give it a spin. This is Closer Than Words by Polyester.
Across the world where the sun begins to creep. In your eyes a certain look, a sudden smile, a simple thing. From time to time I can find all the things you left behind. So sweet, yet there's things you'd rather hide. An open book, a careful tear, a bitten rhyme shows you we're near. But you must know, I can see that there's nothing you should fear.
Closer Than Words.
How about that?
Oh, I was having a little bop in the studio, just living up. You know, I feel like there's a certain feeling that Amelia Berry songs have where they just allow you to levitate a little bit off of whatever's holding you down and feel a little bit lighter. And that song made me feel a little bit lighter. Wow. If you're just joining us.
The central feeling. Liberation.
Liberation. We have Martin Pepper on the line speaking about his awesome new piece on Amelia Berry, aka I'm Amelia, aka The Forbin Project. That track was awesome. Polyester, Closer Than Words. That was so nice. Liberation, you're so right.
Yeah. And you know, when this group were doing their thing in the late 2010s, I get the feeling that they felt like an outlier. They were a pop aspirational group surrounded by math rock and loud angular bands. But it culminates in them performing at the St. Jerome's Laneway Festival in 2018. And I think by the end of it, they were feeling like there was a real shift in interest back towards disco and synthesizers. The same time as all this was going on, Amelia was doing the advert copywriting at BFM.
Whoa,
hosting a late night show, Amelia's Secret.
That's really so epic. I love that piece so much.
Up to her neck in indie.
Steeped in it. It's such a cool connection. I came in after Amelia had left, and literally everyone would talk about working with Amelia and doing things with Amelia and Amelia's music. And I was like, who is this Amelia that everyone's talking about? Amelia Berry. What was Amelia's Secret like as a show?
It's interesting, right? This whole, these eras. Eras through student radio. Okay, so Polyester break up suddenly. And there's a whole bunch of songs that she still wants to do something with. This becomes a project called Femo with Mozas, previously of Bandicoot. They release some music. Then the I'm Amelia music first turns up via this dreamy breakbeat bootleg remix of Swing by Savage that she called Drop It Low. At the same time, she's also doing some ambient performances as Old Chips, DJing house disco in Italio, as Mealyworm, as part of the queer DJ trio PWB, Princess Womb Baby, with Princess Richard and Baby Zionov. And then I'm Amelia. I'm Amelia happens. Zach Arnold from Sun Return approached her about doing an electronic album. And that ultimately becomes the debut. Wow, released in 2020. Alongside this, there's a few other collaborative projects. There's a happy hardcore duo, Van Staden and Bomb. There's the queer pop punk trio, Baby Teeth. Later on, the Forbin Project, which is a side project for Amelia to try out making downbeat and happy hardcore and jungle. All of this leads into 2021. There's a remix album of Wow. The second album, Banana Melia. There's just so much stuff going on. And then the crazy thing is now we headed into the third album, which there's been three singles off so far. Hasn't there?
Yes, there has.
The Joy of Living. And it's kind of interesting because I think if you look at the first two I'm Amelia albums, you can loosely go, there's some happy hardcore jungle drum and bass shapes mixed up with some vaporwave and hyperpop elements, like sort of definitely underground music with pop sensibilities. But the way that she described the Joy of Living to me is that this record was going to be like an interpretation of the weirdest records in her collection at home, all the strange albums that she's picked up in secondhand stores over the years. And rather than explicitly just working inside a digital audio workstation and a computer, this was using more hardware and instruments. These are qualities which have been manifest throughout singles we've heard recently, like The Floating Opera and Summer Long. And Summer Long is the last song we're going to play from Amelia today.
Oh, yeah. Martin, thank you so much for joining us for this audio culture. I've, I'm a big fan of Amelia and Amelia Berry's music now in general because of this piece. So,
yeah, but the other thing also that's crazy was at the 2024 Aotearoa Music Awards, she won the Gong, the Tui for Best Electronic Artist. It's pretty amazing, really, this journey from the post-punk Nice Birds band in 2009 all the way to taking out a commercial music award with this electronic album. So many journeys in between. It's pretty cool.
Pretty darn cool. Let's have a listen to Summer Long. This is I'm Amelia, Summer Long.
I'm
with Summer Long. I'm Amelia. A big mahi to Martin for joining us for Audio Culture to speak about Amelia Berry's career. And you can read that piece up now on Audio Culture. Very special. I'm a massive fan of Amelia. And on a side note, I have the pleasure of working with the one and only Rachel Ashby during the daytime. And every now and then I look up from my desk, from my computer, and I see Rachel with this massive smile on her face with her headphones in. And I'll ask, what are you listening to? And Rachel says, it's just something that Amelia sent me.
That was
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just